A reading from the Gospel of Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" And Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.' And the second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." And the scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is one and there is no other than he, and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. We human beings love to have rules for everything we do, whether it's football or tennis, religious life or consumer rights, driving behavior or family kitchen duty. We love to have rules, right or wrong, pass or fail, legal or illegal. We want to know if we're in or out. Is that why in Jewish law there are some 613 rules that everyone was expected to obey? But of course, no law is perfect, and every facet of human life, government and church, sport and finance, the laws are always being amended and extended and revised. Human laws are never absolute. Yet, even today, many Christians try to make the Ten Commandments into the be-all and end-all, the unchanging basis of their faith. They love to have a discipline. But discipline and discipleship are more than simply obeying a rule. A disciple is a follower. The origin of these words is discarpere, which basically means to take apart. So a disciple is one who listens to a teacher, takes away the learning experience, and sets about understanding it and incorporating it into his or her life. So it's far more than just obedience. Demanding obedience is mere tyranny. In Mark's Gospel, Jesus is dealing with that kind of distinction. All this week we have been reading from Mark chapter 12, where Jesus is tackling groups of his most bitter opponents, Pharisees and Herodians and Sadducees. These were the people in the Jewish world of their time who claimed the right to debate the issues of fundamental rules and laws. Trouble is, they made use of their legal and official role to operate the laws in their own favor and to oppress the ordinary people. In today's reading, it almost seems as if one of these opponents, a scribe, has been won over by Jesus' wisdom. And he asks what is really the absolutely basic question, what is the first commandment? Jesus surprises him. He offers the first, the traditional one, that is part of the Shema, the centerpiece of every Jewish prayer, give God our total, unqualified love. But then Jesus plucks from the book of Leviticus, a book dear to the Jewish authorities because it's full of laws about behavior. Jesus takes from it a sentence that sums up what all of these detailed rules are all about. That human relationships need to be fostered and shaped and nurtured on the exact model of our relationship with God. So really what's happening here is Jesus bringing to a head the whole debate he has been having with the Jewish leaders. The young scribe can but acknowledge the truth of what Jesus has said. Is he ready to become a disciple? The gospel is not clear about that. But certainly Jesus' words have confounded the Jewish leaders. They have no response to this monumental summary of the truth. For frail human beings, rules may be necessary at times. But if we seek an authentic humanity, then we can never be satisfied with a life model based on rules. These two commandments that Jesus uses are not really commandments at all. They're invitations. And they're not separate items either. The giftedness of God, the evolution of the divinely created universe, is a treasure we share as co-creators with God. The invitation is to commit ourselves totally to the divine dream, to reach for fulfillment in the Omega of Revelation.